The number one phrase in successful relationships, according to psychologists that studied 40,000 couples.
Mm.
Thank you. Wah, wah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a big reveal there, right? 40,000 people you talk to come back and say, you know, you should just give thanks?
Yep.
All right.
It sounds so cheesy, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is where it gets weird. How you give thanks and what you're supposed to do is two steps. And that first step is either going to turn your partner off or turn them on. Mm. It depends if they're, you know, what kind of mindset they're set in.
Okay.
Okay. Step number one, you have to get into the appreciation mindset. And how do you do that? You be an anthropologist. What?
Wait a minute. So I'm digging up things to be thankful about? What are we talking about here?
You have to keep a close eye on your partner whenever you can. Follow them around the house.
Oh, the other one is archaeologist. That's what I was thinking of.
Right.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right.
I got confused.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
I got it. Yeah. And then you're supposed to write down what they do and make notes on it. And then you say thank you. Now, I just have to tell you, I depending on the type of spouse you have, some people will love this.
Yeah.
Some will not. I knew that my husband was going to be one of the guys that if I followed him around and I just thanked him, he would love it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Paul's love language is activities, like doing things like that.
Ah.
Like it's like appreciation and acts of service, they call it.
Ah.
So I tried it. This dinner looks and smells delicious. Thank you, Daddy, for making dinner tonight. What? Thank you. What?
Did you enjoy your couch time while I made dinner?
I did. Mommy. Right. Then back to my usual life.
Right.
Right.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. Here comes the baby screaming.
Yeah. He knows that by the time I get to bedtime after I've been dealing with the kids all day and work that I have to go on the couch and I have to sit for a half hour in silence.
Wow.
Right. And he was happy that I mentioned it.
And everything. He called him Daddy. Thanks, Daddy.
I always call him Daddy. Because the kids call him Daddy. I call him Daddy all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for doing the dishes.
Just remember, in 3 months, when it's guys' weekend, okay?
I mean, 3 months?
Yeah.
I mean, he's putting it out there right now. What is happening in 3 months
I guess he's having a guys' weekend, and that's his way of telling me.
He is doing something amazing if he's already planning 90 days out.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
It was funny, babe. Thank you for always making me laugh.
You want to smell my socks?
No, I don't want to smell your socks.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was loving this.
No, he loves it. And every night when I get in bed, he tells me dad jokes because he's a weirdo like that.
He tries them out on you.
But he makes me giggle, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sweet, you know? So I thanked him for that, too. Now, what would happen if you asked your wife?
Oh, well, you know, I'll just listen in.
Thank you for dusting. You're doing a really good job.
I'm only dusting so I can go away for the weekend and not have to come home to a dirty house. You realize that, right?
Thanks for cleaning this bathroom up.
Are you all right?
I'm following her from room to room right now, and the whole thing is weirding her out.
I'm sure.
Yeah. At first, it was like she smiled, and then after that, it was kind of like, well, we'll see.
You're doing a really good job when you dust. You know, you clean the trim and everything. That's
what
good.
Do you want? What do you want?
Just want to say thank you.
What do you want? What do you have to tell me?
Thank you for turning the switches on and off when you walk in and out of the room.
Stop it? What is the matter with you?
Conserving energy. It's thoughtful.
Yeah, that went on. And it gets... There's more swears.
Yeah,
so I just... I mean, you get the gist of what's happening here.
I guess her love language isn't the same as Paul's.
No.
No.
No, not at all.